We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Virgin Galactic successfully tested its spaceship for tourists today. The ship is called Unity. Its two test pilots reached an altitude of 51 miles, which Virgin considers the boundary of space. Joining us with more, CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood. So, Bill, what's the bottom line with this test for Virgin's efforts to put people in space? Is this a big one?
It's a fairly big milestone for Virgin. This was the first time they've attempted to send a spacecraft this high. Now, you might remember back in 2004, a similar spacecraft, which was part of a competition, managed to get up to space. But this is the first time a private company has done this with people on board. And so they're calling it a major milestone. They're going to have a lot more test flights, as you can imagine, before they put passengers on board. But clearly it's a step in the right direction from their perspective.
This test flight went up 51 miles. What's the ultimate goal to get tourists? How high would they go?
It's not yet clear. You know, one of the sanctioning bodies that actually sanctions records like this, they put the boundary of space up at 100 kilometers or about 62 miles. The U.S. Air Force considers 50 miles the boundary of space, and so does the Federal Aviation Administration. So clearly, as long as these flights are above 50 miles, they can certainly sell them to passengers as trips to space. But they want to get higher and go faster so that the tourists have a better view from up at the top. And I should point out, you know, these spacecraft don't go into orbit. These are straight up, and then they come right back down again. But the view from up that high is pretty remarkable.
So best guesstimate, Bill, how far away are we from space tourism trips?
Well, you know, they play that pretty close to the vest. They haven't announced any kind of a target date, but I would suspect if everything goes well, we might see the first trips with paying customers sometime next year. And I'll point out, remember that Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, he has a rocket company that's also testing spacecraft to carry tourists on these up and down flights. And they may well start flying next year as well. So there's going to be some pretty interesting competition going there to carry paying customers up to space.
Amazing stuff. Thanks, Bill. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.